it became a form in which they kind of even use the sword in a proper manner.
まずそれをあの一つ覚えておいてください。我々の刀法は日本の居合色と全然違います。
This is the first thing to remember. Our 刀法 is completely different from 居合色 in Japan.
この刀はね、こういう今我々がこうやってますが、こう刺すようになったのはね、これは500年経ってないんです。
This way of carrying the sword in this manner is something that is no older than 500 years.
本当のね、刀は。
In reality,
戦う際、戦場でやつはこうな
る。When you went to the battlefield, the sword was carried like this.、
ね、これは侍が戦わなくなってからの形なの。So,
only after the samurai no longer had to fight on the battlefield.They changed the form that you carried before.
その多い、あの、居合道においては座って刀を刺して。
居合道、there are a lot of techniques in which you are sitting with the sword in this position.
あれはないんだよ。
This never existed. This cannot exist.
侍がね、刀を刺して座るってことは絶対ありない。
It's impossible, it was impossible for a samurai to sit down carrying the sword, or actually the sword attached to his belt. Furthermore, they do it like this. And this is not really for the long sword, but for the short sword, for the wakizashi. The long sword is put in this position straightforward.
侍がね、表に出るときはこう、内に入るとこの長い刀を刺さない。必ずどこ行っても自分の刀掛け日本にあってね、でそれで掛けてしまってお
く。So only when the samurai went outside, they were carrying the long sword. As soon as they went inside houses, they took off the sword and placed it in the holder for that sword. They were placing it.
よそいると、普通はその刀を預けるん
です。If you went to another person's house, you usually took off the long sword and gave it to the owner and said, please, take care of this while I'm here.
それをどうぞお持ちくださいって言われた場合、刀はね、それを持って入った場合は、座って後ろに置くか。
So,
右側に置くか。逃げ置くと脱ぎませんからね、置くか。左に置く場合は、処理を反対に置く。
このように。If you were allowed to bring in your sword, if you were not kept by the person that you were visiting, in that case you have three ways to place your sword. Either behind you, or at your right side with the edge outside, or if you place it at the left side, the sharp edge of the sword should be inside towards yourself.Always placing the sword in such a way that you couldn't easily draw out the sword.
ですから、刀を刺して座る侍というのはいなかったんです。
There were no samurai who were sitting with the long sword.
だから、なぜそうなったかと言いますとね。
So why did it come like that?
日本で500年前は武術の世界だった。武術。武道じゃない、武術。
500 years ago in Japan, it was the world of Bujutsu and not Budo.
これは Bujutsu というのは、人殺しの手段を教える方法なんです。どうして人を打つと、鉄管に早く殺すか。これのみに教本してやってたい。
And Bujutsu, as it was, is the way of how to fast and quickly kill an opponent. That's the purpose of Bujutsu.
それは500年ほど前から、サムライが戦場で戦う必要はなくなった。
So then, 500 years ago, サムライ no longer needed to go to the battlefield to fight. At that time, big change.
そして要するに武芸の世界に入って、
so、from that point,
まあ武芸者とよく人は言われるよね、武芸っていう発端なんですよ。日本のいろんなこういう武器の扱い、あの使い方がそのくらい分類するようになった。
So, so from that time on, it changed into what Mr. Sensei calls bukkei. And I think that if we say bujitsu is military technique, how to kill an opponent quick and fast, then bukkei would be military art. It becomes an art instead of fighting technique.
それはね、侍、あの連中が自分の体面を保つためと、そしてこういうもののあり方を見せるためにやはり商売しなきゃならない。だから、これいろんな細分化して成立立てて、いろんな流派を作っていった。
From that on, to make a living, samurai started to develop their own style in order to also keep on practicing, but also to make a living by teaching other people in different styles. So different styles appeared at that time.
500 years ago. 格好だけのものになってきたんですね。
Problem was that it became only form. Now it became only form, but only an art, no longer a military technique.
まあ芸というと日本のね芸人こういう言葉で言われて、まあ大体今でもいろんなあの芸能というとね、大体そういう人のそういうあの感じを変えながらものをやる、これを芸人という。
They are called.Today, we call those people for gaining, it means artists, basically.
まあ、侍もそういう部類に入って、武芸者と言われ、格好をつけて刀の描写を格好をつけて、そして実際は使えない、格好をつけるだけ、こういうものになった。
So the samurai became part of this artist group that, where what the only matter was appearance, form only.They couldn't really, the way that they started practicing could not be used in reality. Aikido is Budo, so we don't need this only appearance, this empty form.
Budo というものは根源はこれは当然のことで武術になります。武術。
The roots of Budo is of course Bujutsu.That's the military technique.
さっき言いましたように、武術というのは人殺しの手段なんです。
As I mentioned before, military technique is the mean to kill people.
だからもうこれからの民主化を必要としないと。それを根幹にして、過去のそういうような大変な人間の血で血を洗う時代、これをなくさなきゃならないというところになって、武術ね、武術に、
はい、ね。So from this,
from this 武術から武芸と、武芸じゃなくて武道となってきた。はい、
So from this military technique in the old time in which it, which the purpose was to quickly kill the opponent, it changes. We have to change it now.It was Budo into something that has the opposite purpose of giving life. So this is actually rectifying the old way, but still you're based on the old way. Does that make sense? My explanation was that, sorry.
Budo というのはね、過去のそういう武術時代の大変な過ちを、ね、正しく反省し、そしてそれを途端にして、二度とそういうことをしてはならないんだと。人は人を大事にする心をどう練っていくか、これを求めるためにやる。これが武道の。
So, Budo is based on the military technique, Bujutsu, but it is quite the opposite because it is the reflection of all the wrongdoings in that Bujutsu, the wrong of killing. So, based on that.
それを間違わないんですよ。だが、それは元は武術にあるわけです。戦えば、それだけの力を発揮できないと、武道の世界は通用しません。
the efforts into this based on traditional Bujutsu, that is the origin of it. It must be useful in practice as well, if it came to that point. But that is something that we should try to rectify with the Budo.
So, whatever, so you can ask the actor more, so, please get close to you to know. Because I'm not sure, much like you, it's too much better. You know, so you, 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 so
our exercise, our practice is to, since we know it's wrong to kill and to hurt other people, then our practice is to learn how not to do this while practicing Budo.
So, the, 今我々はこの剣を扱うとはそういうことなの。日本の武術、武芸、武道の剣は象徴であった。
So in the sword is the expression of Bujutsu, the military technique, the Buge, the military art, and Budo, the way.
だから正しい剣の扱い、あれ方を知らないと、これは武道士になっていかない。
Therefore, if you don't know the correct way of using the sword, then you won't be able to know the, then you would not know the true sense of Budo.
まあ最近、相手との世界においてはね、あのこういうことはいらないんだということを言うバカな連中が大勢今出てきています、日本において
ね。Even in Japan, there is a lot of foolish people who say that they don't need to practice the sword in Budo.
まあこういう人はね、剣だけじゃなくてね、突きも蹴りも何も知らない連中が多いんです。
Not evenDon't they know how to use the sword, but there are a lot of people who don't know about how to strike, how to use your legs in combat and so on.
だが、本当に合気道を知るなら、やっぱり剣をやらないとわかりません。
Therefore, if you really want to practice Aikido, you must practice the sword.
大先生の言ったね、合気道は触れ合う前に勝つんだと。常時勝ってるのは合気道は本人がね、それを表現するにはどうしても剣を必要とする。
So, as Wu 先生 said, 合気道 is the winning before we actually meet the opponent. And to see this, to really understand that, we need to practice the tennis to understand that.
ですからそういうものを求めながらね、この一週間、剣のその、まあ、僕はあのずっと来ていられない部屋にいればいいんですが、ニュートンも年で体は無理ですからね。ですから、なんとか今回のあれで、今、塔の扱いを大雑把であるが、伝えてきた。
During this week, therefore, we will focus on the sword, practice with the sword.
から愛情においても僕の表現はそれをもとにしてあのやってます、
so.
本当は僕はあの柔道空手の出なんですが柔道空手だけでは愛知道の本当のあれさは分かりません剣をやらないと分かる、so. だから相手僕はそれを、ね、皆さんやってほしいな本当の愛知道を求めるならばやってほしいなこういう願いでもって皆さんも一緒にやっていきたいと思ってます、
so.Sensei was reading that we should practice the sword this week is because even though Sensei has practiced karate and judo, then from that point on you don't understand the real Aikido. You have to practice the sword to learn what is the real Aikido. If you want to learn real Aikido, you have to practice the sword.